With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now we get a chance to chat with a gentleman who is having a terrific season personally. Team's second leading scorer for the Baylor Bears, who are they've been a very good program for a while, but they're number two in the country, right behind Gonzaga. They've yet to lose, and they've, you know, like most, they've had a few interruptions, a few cancellations, a few postponements, but they have not tripped up, and they had a huge couple of days. They just beat Texas Tech and Kansas, two top 15 teams in the span of 3 or 4 days. So right now, Baylor basketball is happening, and we're joined by Maceo Teague, and he is putting up nice numbers, as I said, a senior guard. And Maceo's with us here on Teague and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Maceo, how you doing today, pal? Welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing great. How are you?
Awesome. Really appreciate you carving out some time and obviously juggling quite a bit. I'm sure it's not the way that you envision this when you, even though you signed a letter of intent, you didn't go to Baylor initially, but when you're a star in high school, when you envision your college career, there's no way to envision a pandemic. You know, every time we have a college player on, we want to know because there's unique circumstances. How was it on campus? How is it day to day getting through this? And how are you guys holding up? What is it like so far this season?
It's been really weird on campus. You know, just at the game the other night, it was only 25% attendance. It's only been 25% attendance in all the Big 12 games. So that aspect is really weird. It's weird just seeing people on campus with masks on, everything spread out. It used to be a lot more tables where people could congregate and speak and just fellowship. And now that aspect of campus life is pretty much cut out due to the pandemic. So, I mean, it's been a strange time in 2021, but, I mean, we're all getting through it in the same way.
Yeah, and Maceo, you've had such an interesting journey. I mean, you took a graduate year in high school, so you probably to get recruited more. You went to UNC Asheville. You were there for 2 years. You're Big South Player of the Year as a freshman, and then you made All Big South, and you transferred to Baylor. You played great last year. You guys went 26-4. Looked like you were going to make a great run in the tournament. Obviously, it gets canceled. You declare for the draft. Then you come back. I mean, your journey has been pretty epic. You know, take us through your mindset in going into what will be your last redshirt senior year at Baylor and the importance of the success of this season, especially after what you missed out in last year because of the pandemic.
You know, there's a lot of importance on this season just as a team and as an individual. As a team, we just want to win a national championship because we know that gives everybody on the team a chance to reach their goals, reach their ultimate dreams. Until the victors go to spoil. So we just want to win as much as possible. And that's mainly what we're focused on as a unit in the locker room. The main thing that we all come back on is winning. Whether I have a good game, Jared has a good game, Davion has a good game, we all just want to win the basketball game because the more you play, the more people get to see you. So that's what we focus on in the locker room at Baylor.
You know, it's interesting when you talk about the more you play, because right now we haven't seen a lot of college basketball. Here and there it fits and starts. You see cancellations happen. And Gonzaga, as BT was mentioning, is the number one team. A lot of people are saying, oh, it's Gonzaga and everybody else. You guys actually had an opportunity, but it got canceled to play Gonzaga. That one game earlier in the season, it's got to sit in your craw a little bit that you didn't get to prove yourself, because you guys have been really good the last 2 years, to prove yourself against who a lot of people are saying is the best team in college basketball and foregone going to win the NCAA tournament. Does that hurt you guys a little bit?
I wouldn't say it hurts us. We play in the best conference in the country. So, I mean, we just played Kansas and we played Texas Tech before that. We were supposed to play West Virginia the game before that, but that game got canceled. I mean, we got Texas coming up. I mean, we got Oklahoma State, and they got a projected I don't know. He's probably top three, at least in the lottery, in the mock drafts.
Yeah.
And Cade Cunningham. So, I mean, there's a lot of talent that we're playing here at Baylor University. So, I wouldn't say that we're necessarily missing out on anything. If we play them, we'll play them.
So, I love the attitude. And you should. With the kind of team you guys roll out, that's the attitude I would have, too. That's Maceo Teague from Baylor, number two of the country, undefeated. So, listen, this is unique. I know because I do stuff for St. John's. I was on campus today, and it's a ghost town. Nobody's there. I had to film something with their head coach, Mike Anderson, and I walked into the arena, and the young men were getting COVID tested. And, the one thing that is that you're going to grow as a team in terms of chemistry because that's all you're with. You're just with your guys, your teammates, your coaches. And the best programs have the best talent and the best chemistry. But do you feel that the teams become even tighter this year just based on the circumstances? You almost have no choice but to get along even better, right? You have to. You're with each other every day.
Yeah, right. After practices and stuff like that, we spend a lot of time, not in the locker room, but because we're spread out and they kind of get us out of there kind of fast. So we're just because, they're tracking how long we're next to each other. But we'll go in the gym. We'll sit and talk with each other after a workout or after practice or after we eat. And we're just all talking to each other, just talking about life, talking about anything, basketball, just a whole bunch of different things that we maybe wouldn't do in the height of a pandemic or if we weren't in a pandemic. So we definitely become closer this past season.
What's school like, Maceo? What are you guys remote? Are you guys in classes? You're sitting separate? What's school like? Because we almost forget that sometimes when we talk about college sports and the college athletics and the athletes. But what has it been like in schools?
You got to wear a mask everywhere, but you got to walk on campus with a mask on. Then you get to class. They give you sanitary wipes to wipe the chairs down. Your mask has to be on the whole time. It used to be because college is more laid back than high school, so you could some professors would let you eat in their class. And a lot of times, I've graduated already, so I take night classes. So right after practice, I got to go to class. So I'm very hungry, and they don't allow me to eat in the class. So it's kind of hard for me. But you can't drink in the classes, things like that, and they have you super spread out. So it's actually really weird. It's a tough time right now, but like I said earlier, we're just all getting through it.
That's all you can do, young man. That's all you can do. And you sound incredible head on his shoulders. Huh, Teague? It's very apparent
it is.
Mr. Teague was raised the right way for sure. What about, I don't even know if you guys get too into this in terms of, the NCAA tournament, but this made some news here that rather than, the different pods and working your way to the Final Four, everything's going to be in Indianapolis this year. It's a different feel. It's a different vibe. I don't want to say is it disappointing, maybe I will. Is it a little disappointing that you won't have the conventional route to get to the Final Four and hit a bunch of different cities and have Baylor fans travel? That's got to be a little discouraging. I'm not trying to be a downer, but that's the reality of a pandemic. It's got to stink a little bit.
Yeah, it does. It does, definitely. But, I would want to go to different cities, but since it's in Indianapolis, I'm from Cincinnati. That's an hour and a half away, so
that's true.
I'm right next to home.
That's
so
true.
I'm enjoying that a little bit. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
Maceo, did you guys go to the tournament at Asheville, or no? You didn't, right?
No, sir. This would be my first time.
I was going to say. So this is your first time. I mean, that's a crazy thing to think about. As a redshirt senior, and the journey that we talked about that you've been on, and how really good this team is right now. And your coach, Scott Drew, he's been there forever. I mean, what is this, 18 years I think he's been there. How is he keeping you guys focused on the task? I mean, the hype is starting to get loud around this Baylor program, and it's easy to get distracted. I know that you guys are mostly upperclassmen, a lot of redshirt seniors and juniors, etc. But how is Coach Drew keeping you guys focused on what's important? And that's winning the Big 12, as you mentioned, the toughest and maybe best conference in college basketball. But how is he keeping you focused?
He just tells us to play for Jesus first, others second, and then ourselves. And just if we're playing for ourselves, if we're playing for others first, then that means that we're sharing a wealth. Everybody gets to eat in that aspect. We're sharing a ball while we're on the floor. And I just feel like that helps us with our chemistry. And if we're having good chemistry, that helps us win games. So that's, I think, the biggest thing that Coach Drew is preaching to us in the locker room.
You know, it's interesting because you mentioned about, you know, sharing the wealth, and it's not about, look at me, I score 30 tonight. I'm curious your decision. You decided to go pro, you hired an agent, and then you came back. What prompted that? Was it part because you didn't get a chance to play in the NCAA tournament? Again, it was canceled last year, as we all know. This will be your first year, as you just mentioned. But what prompted you to want to come back to Baylor?
Partially because I didn't get to play in the NCAA tournament. My wrist was broken at the time, and I just felt like I could have had a better year going for the last, I think, 7 games of the year. After I broke my wrist, I felt like I just kind of underperformed. I mean, because my wrist is broken on my shooting hand, and I still play decent, but I just felt like it was best for me to go back to Baylor and finish out my senior year.
Who's a player in the NBA that you watch that you say, all right, that's what I foresee myself being? That's a skill set that is transferable for me from Baylor up to the NBA. Who jumps out to you?
Honestly, I didn't like it at first, but then I was watching him play when he was playing for Dallas, and I was just watching him. I'm like, I can do that. Then I saw him do something else. I'm like, I really do that too. Like, he just kept doing moves that I would envision myself doing, and it was Seth Curry. Yeah. I really think our game is kind of similar. Like, so now I watch him all the time on a thing called Synergy. I look up his clips. I watch how he maybe created space on his jump shot, maybe how he created space coming off of a down screen, and just trying to use the things that he does in the game and try to put it in my game here at Baylor.
Hey, Teek, you notice he likes him even more now because he got paid, free agent with Philadelphia. Philadelphia cut him off some cheese. Now Maceo really likes him.
That's right.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, I do like him. I liked him for a while now, though. But
I got you.
He's a really good player.
Yeah,
he's blossoming.
Yeah, a couple of questions before we let you go here, Macy. I know you got to get back to school and everything else. But, you know, the Big 12 has been dominated by Kansas. And last year you guys beat them early. Then you lost to them. And I forget who the other team you lost to. West Virginia was another one down the stretch. And they ended up taking the conference. You know, how important is that? I mean, we talk about the NCAA tournament. I mean, it's a shoe-in. Baylor's going to be a number one seed in one of the brackets. But how important is the conference to you all this year?
It's really important. I wouldn't say it's as important for me because I won 2 conference titles when I was at Asheville. I feel like I would have won a tournament conference tournament last year since we didn't win the regular season. But Coach Drew, he's never won the regular season or the tournament conference title. So I just want to win it for him. Honestly, that's really how I look at it. I want to win it for him. Like, for me, it's gonna be cool. But for Coach Drew, I feel like he deserves it the most. He's feel like he's been here for 18 years. He's built the program from the ground up when he got here, and just wanted for Coach Drew a lot.
We had him on the show. You know, I know you mentioned before what Coach asks of you to do for others and to put your faith. And obviously, Baylor has a strong religious background. And the thing about Coach Drew is, and you could obviously sniff this out, you knew what you were signing up for when you decided to go to Baylor, mm-hmm. that, you know, what he preaches is real. You know, there's no, you know, there's no fakeness there. There's no elevating, you know, religion to a place just for, you know, public sentiment. And then when nobody's watching, he's a different person. Like, he's got to be a real, I'm not going to say a father figure, but like a real reliable figure for all of you. Like, I would think that you would revere him.
Yeah, for sure. Coach Drew, he's, like you said earlier, like, he really practices what he preaches. I mean, he doesn't cuss. He says stuff like, get your butts back on D. I mean, that was kind of odd when I first got here and I heard him say stuff like that. But, I mean, his faith is in God. It's for sure in God. That's the number one thing. He talks to us all the time. He says at the end of the day, if none of you guys make it to the NBA, if none of you guys if none of us win another basketball game in here, he said, as long as you die and go to heaven, he said, that's what I really care about. And there's a lot of sincerity in his heart when he says that. I'm sure he still likes to win games, but at the end of the day, there's a lot of sincerity in his heart when he says that he wants us all to go to heaven.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, you can't end it on a better statement than that. Listen, Maceo, really good having you on the show. Nice to get to know you a little bit. We watch you, obviously, but as I said before, you know, just you sound like a terrific young man. Just keep climbing, my friend. Nice to have you on the show.
Yeah, likewise. Right, good luck, man.
Thank you all for having me. Take it easy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.